One thing China is happy about is the way its exports are finding new and lucrative markets around the world. Chinese car companies are getting in on the action. They've spent big bucks to purchase famous foreign brands, and now they're starting to sell their own cars in the West. A joint venture in Bulgaria will produce the first Chinese brand cars in the European Union. From Bahovica in Bulgaria, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
In this promotional corporate video, Great Wall Motor Company leaves no room for doubt about its ambitions.
Great Wall Motor has been accelerating its pace on the way of internationalization with magnificent strategy and competitive strength. In this era of opportunity and challenge, Great Wall Motor will keep the future in view and adopt various advanced experiences from home and abroad.
For Great Wall, the long march to Europe starts in an unlikely place, Bahovica, Bulgaria. Not long ago, this was idyllic cow pasture. A worker joined steel beams together, helping build the enormous skeleton of the future assembly plant for Great Wall, the first Chinese car brand to be produced in the European Union. Production manager Plamen Likyov shows me around.
At the beginning, the first two halls will be built, a final assembly hall and logistics facility. Then, in the middle of next year, they'll start to build the other two halls, a painting plant and a facility for welding.
This plant will produce 50,000 cars per year of three Great Wall models, a pickup, an SUV, and a sedan. Great Wall Motor started producing trucks in 1991 and sold its first sedan in 2008. Today, their Hover SUV is the second best-selling vehicle in China. The company focuses mainly on the Chinese market in the developing world, but now they're branching out. Ilya Terziev is executive director of Litex Motors, Great Wall's Bulgarian partner. Litex works in sugar, fruit juice, real estate, and tourism, among other things. The company was founded by a Bulgarian wrestler who got very rich, very fast in the 1990s, and now wants to produce cars in his hometown. Litex put up 90% of the money for the factory. Terziev says Litex came up with this idea after considering different factors. The company wanted to produce cars in Bulgaria, and they wanted to find cheaper cars to sell locally, since the Balkan market can only afford cheap cars. The Bulgaria project was said to cost $130 million, small potatoes compared to other moves by Chinese car companies. Geely bought Volvo in March for $1.8 billion. It was the first big global auto brand purchased by a Chinese company. The once bankrupt British car maker MG was also bought by a Chinese company and could restart production by the end of the year. Andy Liu from the European Department of Great Wall says the company is pretty happy with the partnership.
The location is very convenient for us because Bulgaria is part of EU, and it would be very convenient for us to expand our sales in European markets.
The EU common market means that anything produced within its borders can be sold freely without quotas between all 27 EU member countries. David Sedgwick is an editor with Automotive News China. He says that cheaply made cars may do well in the Balkans, but they'll have limited appeal in wealthier countries.
In the short run, I don't think the Chinese automakers are going to pose any significant threat to European automakers in Western Europe or in North America or in Japan, say, over the next 5 years. That's just not very likely. They're not ready for that yet.
Sedgwick says the Bulgarian factory is little more than a screwdriver plant, with little automation or sophistication. But it's still a big step to produce cars in the EU, the world's biggest market.
You start at the low end and you work your way up. That's what the Japanese automakers did 50 years ago. It's what Hyundai did back in the 1980s. That's the way you start, at the low end, and you gradually work your way up into the premium segments and the premium markets. I think that's what the Chinese will do.
And with persistent pursuit, stable operation, and exquisite products, Great Wall Motor Company, together with China auto industry, will strive to the global market.
While Great Wall stresses the company's readiness to conquer foreign markets, it still has many miles to go. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Bahovica, Bulgaria.